بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا ثم قال: يا عمر، أتدري من الساعد؟ قلت: الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم أمر دينكم. رواه مسلم. In this hadith that we are reading, hadith of Jibreel, in which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, asked questions about Islam, about our deen, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave the answers, and all that was to teach us our deen. The basics of deen, the detail of course are very much. However, at the end when this was finished and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam left, ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ, he went away. فَلَبِثْتُ مَلِيًّا, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I sat for a while. And as it comes that Hazrat Umar radiallahu sat for about 3, it comes. And the commentators explained for 3 days or for 3 nights. That is, they were devoted to deen and they stayed there all the time. And today it's not so difficult for us to understand. Also, we find, for example, a Jamaat goes out for 3 days. 3 days they are all the time in the masjid, 3 nights they are all the time. So in those days also they used to spend their time in the masjid and learn about deen all the time. Then summa qal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, atadri man is-sa'id? O Umar, do you know who is this person who came and asked these questions? Yeah, the Arabic word Ya Munadi, that is to call somebody, that is to draw his attention. He was present there, usually it is for somebody far, but somebody may be in different thoughts, so bring his thoughts closer. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Also we see that those who sacrifice more get more also. He stayed there for 3 days or 3 nights. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, O Umar, atadri man is-sa'i? Do you know who was this questioner? This person who came and asked these questions, do you know? He said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul know more. I don't know. And in a respectful way he said that Allah and his Rasul know. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلِ, it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam who had come, أَتَاكُمْ, he had come to you, يُعَلِّمُكُمْ أَمْرَ دِينَكُمْ, to teach you your matters of deen, that all about your deen, he has come to teach you. So from here also we see that Allah has made the system that to learn and teach our deen is so very important. That Allah Ta'ala had said Jibreel alayhi salam, and in this very striking form where he came, he sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked these very pertinent questions. And also we learn from here that asking questions must be questions which are of benefit, not just for the sake of asking, and not asking questions which are out of this world. But they must be questions which are practical and which affect us and which are important to us. And the most important is our deen. And he asked the most important and basic questions about Islam, about Iman, about Ihsan. All this on the other hand also shows us that how important these things are. And that we should also take our time to learn about this. The details about our Islam, about our Iman, and particularly, yeah, why the hadith has been brought in this chapter is Ihsan, to develop the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. That we are all the time conscious of the presence of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And then about Qiyamah, and not just to know about Qiyamah and the signs of Qiyamah, but to prepare accordingly. That we prepare ourselves and all the signs of Qiyamah, which are all negative things, to stay away from all those things. And to do the things that are going to help us for the Akhirah. So this is a very important hadith, and the teachings of it are very, very beneficial for us if we ponder about it and try and learn our deen and then practice upon our deen and sacrifice for deen and give time for deen. It is all to our benefit. This time is given to us by Allah. It is not our time. It is Allah given. And to use it for Allah is this the most right and appropriate thing. And in the process, Allah Ta'ala lets us benefit tremendously. So may Allah give us tawfiq to give time for our deen, learn our deen, teach our deen, practice our deen, and propagate our deen, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.